This is the War's Toll. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who were killed in Iraq, whose names were released in the last 7 days, ending November 15, 2005. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, 2,279 coalition soldiers have been killed to date. Of that total, 2,079 are U.S. soldiers. This past week, past 7 days, 21 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, one U.S. soldier was killed in the past week, bringing the total to 248 U.S. soldiers killed. There are no numbers available for soldiers of other nationalities, and regrettably, no numbers whatsoever of Afghani civilians who have been killed since the invasion October 2001. Back to Iraq, the official total from IraqBodyCount.org of Iraqi civilian deaths is now at 30,380, although we remind everyone that internal institutions and external institutions, as well as independent research teams, have estimated that the number of Iraqi civilians killed since the invasion of March 2003 is well over 100,000. This past week, 190 Iraqis were killed. That's at least 190, bringing the total in November to at least 338 Iraqis killed. And now we will read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Iraq. These are the names that have been released in the past week. On October 30th, Joel P. Dameron, 27 years old, U.S. Marine, Ellabelle, Georgia. On the 8th of November, Alwin C. Al Cash, 35 years old, U.S. Army, Oviedo, Florida. On the 10th of November, Michael C. Parrott, 49 years old, Army National Guard, Timnath, Colorado. Also on the 10th of November, Joshua A. Tarando, 27 years old, U.S. National Guard, Morris, Illinois. Also on the 10th of November, Daniel Freeman Swaim, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Yadkinville, North Carolina. On the 11th of November, Donald E. Fisher II, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Avon, Massachusetts. Also on the 11th of November, Antonio Mendeshan Sanchez, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Rincon, Puerto Rico. Also on the 11th of November, Tyrone L. Chisholm, 27 years old, U.S. Army, Savannah, Georgia. On the 12th of November, Scott A. Zabowski, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Manchester, Indiana. Also on the 12th of November, David A. Mendez Ruiz, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Cleveland, Ohio. Also on the 12th of November, Stephen J. Sutherland, 33 years old, U.S. Army, West Deptford, New Jersey. On the 14th of November, Ramon J. Mendoza, Jr., 37 years old, U.S. Marine, Columbus, Ohio. Also on the 14th of November, John M. Longoria, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Nixon, Texas. And also on the 14th of November, Christopher M. McCracken, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Liverpool, Texas. Our thanks to IraqBodyCount.org and iCasualties.org for the gruesome task of keeping track of casualties. This has been Scott Berguin with KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon, with the war's toll for the 7 days ending November 15th, 2005. Our hearts go out to all of the victims, their families, and loved ones in all countries.